This is the alternative media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the alternative media.
Hey, broadcast, we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever to representation of we the people. It is Saturday, May 21st, 2022. We're an hour two of the broadcast. We're going to take your phone calls all this hour. We got Paul, Bruce, HB, and Mark coming up. I wanted to say support RBN, donate to RBN if you enjoy this broadcast. Make a donation to RBN. I ask for nothing. It's really crucial right now. There's a lot of things in the work at the network. That's not for me to say, but a lot of positive things are going on at the network as we speak. And I think everyone's going to be pleasantly surprised in the foreseeable future, but it takes money to fund it. Please donate if you would. You know, I was saying we used to have to refer back and play clips of, you know, JFK and Eisenhower and Kissinger and whatever. Now they're just openly saying it right in our face. They're putting it in our face. They're rubbing our face in it. Okay? And here is Yuval Noah Harari, who Barry Satoru said he had great admiration for, telling you exactly what they plan to do. Please play audio three, then we'll go directly to phone calls.
Again, I think that the biggest question in maybe in economics and politics of the coming decades will be what to do with all these useless people. The problem is more boredom and how what to do with them and how will they find some sense of meaning in life when they are basically meaningless, worthless. My best guess at present is a combination of drugs and computer games as a solution for more. It's already happening in under different titles, different headings. You see more and more people spending more and more time or solving their inner problems with drugs and computer games, both legal drugs and illegal drugs. If you look at Japan today, and Japan is maybe 20 years ahead of the world in everything, and you see all these new social phenomenon of people having relationships with virtual spouses, and you have people who never leave the house and just live through computers. I think once you're superfluous, you don't have power. Again, we're used to the age of the masses of the 19th and 20th century, where you saw all these successful, massive uprisings, revolutions, revolts. So we are used to thinking about the masses as powerful. But this is basically a 19th century, a 20th century phenomenon. I don't think that the masses, even if they somehow organize themselves, stand much of a chance. We are not in Russia of 1917 or in 19th century Europe. What we are talking about now is like a second industrial revolution, but the product this time will not be textiles or machines or vehicles or even weapons. The product this time will be humans themselves. We are basically learning to produce bodies and minds. Bodies and minds are going to be, I think, the two main products of the next wave of all these changes. That is optional. Again, and if you think about it from the viewpoint of the poor, it looks terrible because throughout history, death was the great equalizer. The big consolation of the poor throughout history was that, okay, these rich people, they have it good, but they're going to die just like me. But think about a world, say, in 50 years, 100 years, where the poor people continue to die, but the rich people, in addition to all the other things they get, they also get exemption from death. Once you really solve a problem like direct brain-computer interface, when brains and computers can interact directly, for example, to take just one example, that's it. That's the end of history. That's the end of biology as we know it. Nobody has a clue what will happen once you solve this. If life can basically break out of the organic realm into the vastness of the inorganic realm, and you cannot even begin to imagine what the consequences will be, because our imagination at present is organic. So it's if there is a point of singularity, as it's often referred to, by definition, we have no way of even starting to imagine what's happening beyond it. Looking before the point of singularity, just as the trend is gathering pace, the new attitude, I think, is to treat old age and death as technical problems, no different in essence than any other disease. It's like cancer, it's like Alzheimer's, it's like tuberculosis. Maybe we still don't know all the mechanisms and all the remedies, but in principle, people always die for one reason and one reason only, and that these are technical reasons, not metaphysical reasons. People today actually manage to live, many people, as isolated, alienated individuals. In the most advanced societies, many people live as alienated individuals with no community to speak about, with a very small family. It's no longer the big extended family. It's now a very small family, maybe just a spouse, maybe one or two children, and even they might live in a different city, in a different country, and you see them maybe once in every few months, and that's it. After millions of years of...
So he's got a plan for the uselessly eaters, he's got a plan for the poor to live and die, and a plan for the elite to live forever, and this is... Yuval Noah Harari, Klaus Schwab's left-hand man. So I just wanted to play. If you listen to the whole thing in its entirety, it is just jaw-dropping that they are openly saying all this, you know, with no disregard whatsoever, just openly telling us the plan. All right, we're going to go to the phones. If you'd like to call in, 512-248-8252. Paul in New Jersey. Paul, how are you doing?
Hello, Farron. Apparently, concerning this Harari character, I can only hope he's a role model for all Jews, and we want Jews throughout the world to be just like him. In other words, homosexual and childless. That's what we like. We want their, you know, because, you know, after all, everybody's parading around, let alone in my town, about how great homosexuality is. We want our political enemies to be homosexuals and transgender. That's great. Reduces their numbers. Now, fairness, for the Buffalo gunman that supposedly targeted blacks, I just want people to know out there to always check your crime statistics. Always go to the FBI website, look elsewhere. The Department of Justice comes out with what is called a uniform crime report. And if you winnow through those statistics, you can learn some very interesting, politically incorrect things that should make white people not feel so guilty about their occasional murder they produce, not feel so bad about the way things are. If anything, whites should consider themselves victims of black crime and treachery. You know, the fact of the matter is... and this is according to another website called Statista. There were 7,029 whites murdered in 2020, while there were 9,913 blacks murdered in 2020. And we need to keep in mind that blacks are about 1/8 the population of whites, about 13%, 12% of the population. Actually, they would be 1/7 in comparison to whites, because Hispanics are outnumber blacks nowadays. So either way, from that alone, you can see whites just don't murder each other like blacks do, because there's so many more whites, and we murder less of each other than blacks do. Well, there's way fewer blacks, and wow, they sure do murder a lot of other blacks. But they don't just murder blacks. The fact of the matter is, too, is they murder whites. and I'm not really a great statistician. I was trying to work it out today about how many whites are murdered by blacks annually. And according to Reuters, from their report, I wouldn't trust it. They're saying that about 300 more whites are murdered by blacks every year than blacks murdered by whites. All right. So generally, the rule is we're the victims. We generally get worked over by blacks more. And I have a feeling those statistics, because that's from Reuters, and it's also the way the FBI rigs the books by declaring they include Hispanics as white and Asians as white to, like, skew the numbers. So that's the problem with a lot of this. But nonetheless, it seems that there's several hundred more whites being killed by blacks every year. Now, if whites murder blacks the way blacks murder whites at that same rate, it turns out there should be at least 2,000 blacks murdered by whites every year. And so blacks should be very happy that whites don't murder them the way blacks murder blacks. You get me on that, Farron?
Oh, yeah. And those very same, if you look at those very same statistics where you're talking about like 13% of the country's population is black, well, that means that about 6 to 7% of the country's population is black male, and they commit about 50% or more of all violent crime, not murder, but violent crime. And that's a statistic that the mainstream media would never be allowed to discuss because it's so staggering and jaw-dropping. And so really, it's a great point that you're making. If you look at the facts, it is in complete contrast to the narrative that is pushed constantly down the American people's throat as to where all of this crime and violence comes from.
Well, fair enough. Another thing to look up is armed robberies also, because I think blacks, again, like you said, 6% of the population, and they make up about 80% of armed robberies. So,
oh, wow.
Again, vastly overrepresented. And it's very interesting to go through the Uniform Crime Report, and it's right over there at the Department of Justice website. I urge all people to look through there and become familiar with their crime statistics so we can see how the media skews these things and lies to us, because the major thing of American civilization, in my opinion, is we constantly have to overcompensate and talk ourselves into believing how great it is to have blacks in our midst, how it's the best thing that ever happened, and gee, without them, our lives would be miserable, because after all, they built our civilization, right, is the claim coming from the left and all these people. So I just wanted to urge our white peoples, don't be bummed out about this. This is a man bites dog story, the shooting up in Buffalo. And as I've said on your show before, we shouldn't cower from it. We shouldn't denounce the white guy who did it publicly. And we should just say, these things are going to happen. Sorry, you know, when you push us into a corner, we're going to have our incels and people with mental health issues, and they're going to act out just like blacks do. And so, you know, these things are going to happen because we are making whites into a minority through replacement immigration, and we're being dispossessed of our title of being basically the dominant race in America and throughout the West, for that matter. And some people are going to lash out. And so that there it goes. And on that note, Farron, thank you.
Hey, thank you, Paul. Paul is going to be filling in for me on July 2nd, too. I wanted to make a note of that. And on his point of the statistics, another really interesting statistic, if you go there and look at the statistic of black women raped by white men and white women raped by black men. It's practically statistically zero, the amount of black women that are raped by white men. But I wish I was looking at it and someone, but I think it's about 30,000. I may be all wet on that. I will look it up and share it, but of white women that's raped by black men yearly. Back to the phones, Bruce in Texas. Bruce, how you doing?
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. A new world order. A new world order.
Yep. Did that come through?
It did, yes.
Yeah, Ministry, NWO. That's a classic.
Yes.
Yeah, look up the 9/11 cut on that one and revisit that day in history. And I do from time to time because I'll never forget. I was a paramedic on duty that day. Actually, I just got off duty that morning. And I didn't work in New York City. I worked for a major corporation, for AMR, American Medical Response. And then 5 years later or so, the FOIA videos were released of by cameramen that were like local news people who were there on the ground. And I saw an AMR ambulance just like mine on its side crushed. And it just still gets to me. Hey, you're pushing that Russian disinformation from RT, you know, that's what they call it. Information is disinformation, you know. Have you ever seen the show Crosstalk?
Yeah, years ago, yeah.
Go look it up. Go to RT.com and then click on the menu and look up shows, Crosstalk. It's on 3 days. I recommend everybody, if you want to see a real good discussion format like they used to have on CNN, Crossfire, whatever, you know, where real people actually discuss things. It's not like you see on TV now. Look up Crosstalk. It's excellent. It's only half an hour long, and it's Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. And they put it up there. You know, they took down RT and Sputnik, and they're taking down everybody they can because, you know, guys like us, you know, we've been around long enough that we know what's going on. You know, that percentage of us that have wisened up and we see the world for how it is. But their cannon fodder and their armies are the young people, and they need to keep them uninformed with their own disinformation that they put out, you know. And you know, did you know Zelensky is worth $850 million?
I did not know that.
$850 million, and he accumulated most of that wealth after he became president. That sounds like fake news, but a Dutch party was actually asked why is he worth that much money, and it came out on a Dutch news site. So it's not something I just pulled out of thin air. And there's $400 billion on top of everything we've already given the Ukraine. It's just, there's no coincidence, and the host of Crosstalk made this point, so I'm just repeating it, that the 20-year 9/11 war has ended, that big grift to the military-industrial complex, that big corruption, you know, there's stacks of money that just disappear, you know, in Afghanistan and before that in Iraq. They're just going to restart it all now in Europe. And it's going to be another, you know, because Putin didn't go for the whole Ukraine, that maybe it was beyond his scope. He thought it was more rational just to secure the Donbass. So they're going to have guerrilla warfare. They're going to be pouring arms and ammunition in there for years until he falls. And that's their goal. And they're going to get rich while they do it. That's just like 9/11. There's always more than one objective here. There's a financial objective. There's a political objective. And there's a military-industrial complex objective. I can hold this for a second. I got one more thing to say.
All right, hang on. And then we've got HB, Mark, and Tony in Chicago coming up. Back in a moment.
Slave! Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
HB, Mark, and Tony coming up. Go ahead, Bruce.
Yeah, guys, I'm going to be as quick as I can. I know how it is when someone just keeps rambling on. But, yeah, getting back to the Ukraine, you know, I saw those Azov battalion members coming out of the Azov stall basements there. And these guys, you know, they look like in terrible shape. But you look at their ethnic makeup, these are, you know, the cream of the crop of the white race, almost, you know. You look at them, they're tall, they got, you know, they got very European features. They're shambles goy. And they've been brainwashed, just like we do brainwash our young people here, into fighting for people who are billionaires who don't give a rat's butt about their plight, you know. Zelensky's over there in Poland, you know, sniffing cocaine and making his fake videos and and all these weapons manufacturers and governments, you know, they're all just grabbing all this grift, all this corruption, you know, stacks of money coming out of the U.S. Treasury. And so with that thought, you know, I looked up this reaction. A Thunderbird fighter pilot reacts to the Top Gun Maverick trailer. And his name is, his web name is B-Jet Clean there on YouTube. And this guy has blue eyes. He's smart. He's handsome. He's fit, you know. And he's talking about, yeah, you know, the good guys and the bad guys, and he's all gung-ho. And it just breaks my heart, man. I don't know how we reach these people. You know, because the Azov Battalion guys, they don't realize that their gripes against the Russian government during World War II, that what was perpetrated against them was done by Bolshevik Jewish leadership. The descendants of those are actually commanding them now. And so it's the information war is the most important war of all, so... I commend you for doing your part in RBN, and I hope we can reach these young guys, because if we can't, then the cycle is just going to continue. And that's all I had. Thanks for taking my call. Are you there? Did we lose him? Looks like we lost Farron.
I'm here. Let's go to HB. Hey there, what's on your mind?
I'm 68 years old. Are you still there? I heard something.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, I'm 68, yep. And my mind just about gets blown up every day. All of this stuff about the COVID is based on a man-made virus and a fraudulent test. And they're saying, you know, Gates has supposedly been vaccinated four times. If he'd been vaccinated with the real stuff four times, he probably wouldn't be here. But, you know, he tests positive for COVID. Well, come on. This test has been fake since the start. And just like I think every writer, every talk show host should mention that at least once a day and just keep that out in front of people, because people, there's lots of people don't know that COVID was man-made and this whole farce. They just think it's real. My next-door neighbors. I don't know, man.
This audience agrees with you.
Excuse me?
This audience agrees with you.
I know, but it's just a fight. It's just a big deal. But I think maybe some fighter jet pilot ought to go rogue over Davos and take care of business over there. But that's the only way we're going to get anything done. You know, these people aren't going to go away. And, you know, if we could just take over the major news media, CNN and Fox, and just get some real info out, because people are waking up, I guess, but it just doesn't seem. Around my little sphere of influence, they're not waking up fast enough, man. So I don't know. That's about all I got.
And in the realm of the supposed woke up, there's such, you know, you got the ones that believe in the QAnon stuff. I mean, it's so diverse, so to speak. And those that don't want to ever discuss who the real enemy is, it can be. Make you feel quite defeated sometimes just being aware of all the information. But this audience agrees with you. And yeah, I mean, obviously this was a created virus, and then they promoted all this testing so that they could fake the results and use the results to justify the lockdowns. I mean, it's just, it's a vicious cycle. And it boggled my mind, HB, here in the small town I live in. The streets were jammed when they opened the testing site. I thought a school bus must have been hit and some major wreck had happened, because the streets into the town were so jammed, and it was from all of the sheep people lining up to be tested back in 2020.
Yep.
Blew my mind. Anything else you want to add quickly?
Just that test is just so bogus. But everybody says we can't have violence, we can't get anything started. Well, our line in the sand is going to be when they come and try to give us a jab or take us to a FEMA camp, then all bets are off. You guys have a good one. Digging your show.
Hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much. We're coming back. We're coming up on the break. We're going to come back. We got Mark in Philly, Tony in Chicago, Tom in Florida. Back in a moment.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
In the studio, taking your phone calls for the rest of the broadcast, 512-248-8252. If anyone, which I think no one in this audience wonders this question, but this is a great clip to play, like for HB to play for his neighbors. It's only about 30 seconds. I'm going to play it. Bear with me, Mark. Then we got Tony and Tom. Let's play this this Biden clip, please, Sam.
Non-stop. Folks like me who were Caucasian of European descent, for the first time in 2017, will be in an absolute minority in the United States of America. Absolute minority. Fewer than 50% of the people in America from then and on will be white European stock. That's not a bad thing. That's a source of our strength.
An unrelenting stream of...
How about that? Just openly in your face, telling you what they're doing. And then when the manifesto like this surfaces, it's a conspiracy theory, the great replacement. All right, thanks for holding. Mark in Philly, how you doing? Thanks for calling.
Can you hear me? There you go, Farron.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. First of all, I want to acknowledge what you said about that cardinal showing up or has been in your neighborhood or your place. That, to me, that's a sign. A cardinal is a very significant sign. It's a signal. I think it's a signal of something to come, or it's also a sign of protection. I do believe in nature giving us signals. So the cardinal is a very prominent sign to me. And you are a cardinal because you put forth some really good perspective here, Aaron, and I really appreciate that. Now, to acknowledge what Paul was saying about the Department of Justice statistics, there is a website people can go to, and they can actually subscribe to it. It's called spotcrime.com, and it will blow your mind. Spotcrime.com basically taps into the local record of what violence has happened in the area, and you type in an address, and it will give you all the stats for like a mile radius from whatever address you give it, like theft, burglary, assault, and it will blow your freaking mind. I mean, here in Philly, it's they're putting this forth. Prosecuting attorney, and these prosecuting attorneys have been chosen. They are chosen by the chosen ones to let it be a free for all in these big cities, Los Angeles, San Francisco, here in Philadelphia, Krasner. Okay, I think he's actually put a stand down order from going against any violence, letting people out of jail that are violent criminals. Violent. Okay, let one guy out just like a year ago. Let one guy out. And he had already hurt somebody previously. He was in prison. He let him out. Within a week, he killed somebody else. So this is by design. And on that note, there may be, my tendency is to think that there are good policemen serving. However, if the local prosecuting attorney doesn't have the back of the police officers aren't going to press anything. They're not going to stand up for authority because they might be thrown under the bus themselves. And I also want to highlight, you know, I've mentioned to you a few years back about the mesmerization and of our minds, you know, the people, the mind and the magic trick and the mass hypnosis stuff. So what keeps coming back to my mind is that what was said during the JFK movie with I can't remember the actor's name that said it, but it was David Ferry that was the person that actually said it, I guess. It's a mystery wrapped in a riddle inside an enigma. It's a mystery wrapped in a riddle inside an enigma. And that's how these special people, the ones that are pretend special people, that's how they operate. And that's how, they put forth these incremental steps over a long period of time, and now they're putting it in our face, and it just blows my mind how they've done it, but they've done it very subtly and incrementally over time. I am shocked that this guy named Trump picked Osbal as his senator pick for the state of Pennsylvania. That's absolutely ridiculous. Oz is an Osbal, if you ask me. I don't like the guy. But now Mastriano, who I guess won the Republican ticket for running for governor, I think he's a good choice. I mean, some of the things he said right point blank about all these issues, just very, very clear that he seems to be standing for good. It's happening all over our country, and we got to do what we can to say no wherever we can, whenever we can, and not interact with all this BS. I mean, really, it's just blowing my mind here. And I'm on the front lines here. This city, Philadelphia, is a lot different than the rest of the state of Pennsylvania. Most Pennsylvanians have their feet on the ground out in the outer areas, but this city is a total quagmire, and it's rooted in the special people. This is one of their headquarters on the planet Earth. This is like a taproot center for them, a power center, and this is from which they operate. And they've been here for a long time, since the birth of our country. So they've infiltrated a long time ago. They've been at this for a long time. So anyway, I'll leave it at that. So thank you, Farron, for listening, and thank you for going forward like that cardinal and daring to have clear perspective of what's really happening. Thank you.
Hey, thank you. Thank you so much. Thanks for the kind words. And the cardinal returned. He's about 18 inches away from me outside this window, beating and flying up and down. It's just incredible. It's went on for so many years. The same one comes back over and over. All right, Tony in Chicago, patiently holding. Tony, good to hear from you. How's things in your world?
Yeah, man. Theron, in regards to this anti-white hate crime that these Jews pulled off in Buffalo last Sunday, it's just beyond me that anybody could watch that live feed and actually believe that hoax is for real. I'm sorry. Again, I mean, when are people going to wake up?
Let me ask you something, Tony.
It's phony. Okay, the bodies were already on the ground when he walked in. There's no blood. There's no. He's shooting assault rifle bullets. What is that bullet that they use in this thing? The bodies don't move. It's a joke. The whole grocery store was empty. There's not people running around getting out of the way. It was a Christchurch. It was a Dillon roof. Okay, I don't want to hear about FBI crime statistics. The whole thing's a Jew hoax, and it's an anti-white hate crime. And that pedophile Irish Catholic piece of trash that's working for the Jews, he's up there talking white supremacy, and white people are just sitting there saying nothing. Okay? We're being defiled. It was a Jew hoax, and white people are cowards in this country that they're not on the streets in a rage right now over this. Go ahead.
Let me ask you something, Tony. Harry Box only showed the parking lot and just a tiny bit. I've not seen the whole thing. Where can people go to find it? Because I've tried to find it. Where can they find it?
You know, I found it. It's about 15 seconds long. It was on this bit shoot, this David Zublick or something. I don't know. It's on the second hour. It's a 3-hour video. Ed Fetzer on there. It's a comical joke. It's Christchurch. You gotta look it up on BitChute. I posted it on TLB Talk. So like I said, I don't want to hear about crime statistics and all this mental illness. This is a fraud. It's a hate crime against white America. And people are just sitting there doing nothing. And I'm not going to do anything because I've been through two congressional campaigns. I was out there for 2 years trying to get these mentally ill people around here riled up about this COVID hoax. I'm busy fixing my house to get away from this mentally ill city, okay? And I'm going to tell you something. There's 5G towers all over the place. I don't know if they've got the 5G turned on or not, but these black kids are going berserk, okay? They're even going beyond their genetic, problem of violence, the black race. They're violent people. It's genetic, okay? Okay, it's beyond that. I'm really wondering if this 5G is make, they are gunning themselves down berserk. We had a real mass shooting right down 3 blocks away where I used to live in my 20s. 11 of them, 2 dead, 7 shot. I mean, this is just constant. These are kids 17, 18, 19. Like I said, they're even going beyond their genetics. I'm just wondering, is it the 5G that's making these people go berserk? Because they're gunning themselves wholesale. What, a couple of them just put 2 bullets. He was 19 right in an expensive white area, Lincoln Park. Okay, bunch of self-hating white trash lives up there. Okay, and they just go out there and prey on these people. But, there was a couple of them, 19, 18, whatever, 2 bullets in the head on a 23-year-old black kid walking down the street because he wouldn't give him the password to his cell phone. I mean, they were looking for whites, but they got a black guy instead. What's going on here is just berserk. And I actually think it's a 5G, but they don't have it turned on. They got 4G all the way up. But there's towers all over the place. So, am I still on?
Yeah. And that's what's happening here. Towers are going up all over the place. But back to the Buffalo shooting. Harry Box didn't show, and maybe that's all he could show. I don't know. But I will give you this. When he went into the supermarket, the first person that he supposedly shot did look like they were already on the ground.
They were all on the ground. And I mean, the only one that wasn't on the ground was the white lady that walked up in the parking lot. And there was no blood. There was no, her body, you know. This thing's another hoax. I mean, how many of them do these people can do before people stand up? Now, I mean, you got to be careful. They can sue you like Jim Fetzer's getting sued. But like I said, people should be out in the streets, which just blows me away. You got $5 gas. I am just, steaming in anger. But, I'm on a timeline. I'm not going to run around, paint my signs up, and go berserk with these idiots up here. But I just, you know, you go a couple miles down the street in the black area here, the gas is $6. So why, this is all over Ukraine. See, this is what I don't understand, Farron. This country is barely 50% white. Barely 50% white. So it's half non-white. So where are these people going berserk over this gas price that was obviously all caused by Ukraine? Why does the other non-white half of this country, why would they even care about white people blowing their brains out over there, you know, because in the New World Order the Jew? Why aren't they flipping out? So you mean to tell me people are just going to sit there and pay this gas price? It's going to $10. It's all over this fraud in Ukraine. So, I mean, you know, this is just insane what's going on. Okay, but that's all I have to say. I don't know what to say. I just don't understand why people in rural white America are not on the streets in rage. Nothing will happen to them. Where a lot of people that listen to this station are from, but you people don't do anything. Okay, so you know, people are just going to sit there and let this all happen. I mean, you know, we are in the New World Order, heavy duty. This doesn't have to happen. You could beat this agenda real quick, but people need to rise up, and they're just not doing it. They're going with this crap. And I just don't understand rural white America. Well, I do, because I've been in it. They're a bunch of idiots. They don't know nothing. You were just telling me that's where you're from. They're lining up to take the fake test. So, you know, what can I say?
Well,
that's all I have to say. If $5 and $6 gas doesn't get people riled up, I don't know what is, man. They're limiting our freedom of movement. Don't you see what they're doing? This is limiting our freedom of movement. The gas is going to $10. It's all a hoax. So that's all. Okay, Farron.
You caught the first hour, Tony, but I said what I saw of the shooting there at Buffalo. The NBC Nightly News put the victims up night before last. They put the pictures of the victims up. They were all black. But the very first victim that I saw, like you just said, that was shot in the parking lot, was white. But they had no white victim up. They had all, everyone was black. So this one, you know, what they do now is immediately any of this live stream stuff, it's hell to ever be able to find it, to view it, especially, you know, you remember what happened with Christchurch. That's why RBN's website was taken down, because remember the bullet was disappearing before they hit the ground?
Sure. It's a lot of crap, but Farron. All you got to do, I know I'm interrupting, all you got to do, it was all a bunch of old elderly black
Yeah, Sam, I guess we'll go to Tom.
Hello?
All right, who have I got? Tom?
Yeah, Farron. Can you hear me, Farron?
Yeah.
Hello? Can you hear me, Farron?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yes. Okay, listen, yeah, Tony's got a lot of passion, and man, he's telling to tell him basically like it is, man. And I just got to go back to this, Farron. When you just played that clip with that filthy, dirty, black heart Irish pig saying that white people are, it's good for white American males to be the minority. That is the most filthiest thing that I have ever heard. It's the most filthiest thing that ever came out of a president's mouth. That guy right there should be impeached and taken out of the White House in cuffs. And like Michael Rivero said, he should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law for what he's allowed to happen to white America and the rest of the country. What he has done is the most disgraceful sentence that ever came out of any president's mouth, period. Now, getting back to what Tony says, but before I go there, Farron, let's talk about Dallas, Texas. You hear what's going on in Dallas, Texas, Farron?
No.
Farron?
No, I don't know.
Okay, what's going on in Dallas, Texas, Farron, is one of the police officers accused of being a white nationalist who shot up some people, and actually found out it was a black guy. But that's not the real issue. The real issue is, did you hear about the young girl, 15 years old, at the Dallas Maverick basketball game that was taken out of the bathroom and forced into sex for 11 days? Did you hear about that, Farron?
No.
Listen to this, Farron. They took a girl. They want to show her nationality. I believe she's white. They took her out of the bathroom at the Dallas Maverick basketball game, raped her for 11 days in a motel room, okay? They showed three of the perps were black. One was a white mix, mulatto looking. One was a white crackhead hoe, and the other one were Hispanic, okay? They arrested eight of them. There was eight of them in a ring, and they say this is going all over the United States, sex trafficking. And they're taking these young girls, and they're turning them into... or to get him into prostitution. The father was at the basketball game watching the game while his daughter's going to get raped. And the Dallas police fumbled the ball. And look what that nonsense. And the Fox News and Breitbart, they're all talking about it. But look what, Phil, we're in a total all-out race war right now with this fight. He's got to be impeached on November 9th. He's got to be held for treason against the Constitution, Title 8, Article 1. If not, we're not going to have a country. We're going to have to go civil war. This is civil war. I live in South Florida, man. There's not one white nurse can take...
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You know that nothing beats a storable food stockpile for readiness, but there are two problems with storable food. It's expensive, and eventually, it runs out. Then what? What happens to you or your family when there's not enough food to go around? In a true survival scenario, you need a renewable food source. That's why Seed Armory has developed a survival-grade seed vault that can produce over $25,000 worth of crops from just one kit. Unlike other seed vaults, we don't inflate our seed counts with fillers. All our seeds are 100% heirloom and non-GMO. Not a green thumb? Don't worry. We've written an easy-to-follow guide to guarantee your success from planting to harvest. For a limited time, we're offering an additional 10% off your order when you enter the code RBN at checkout. Go to seedarmory.com. That's seedarmory.com. Don't wait. Like everything else, seeds are in short supply.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our Easy 4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC. 417-932-6419.
We'll be right back.
Tom is gone. I wondered if Tom had ever heard that video before. I can't remember if it's either from 2015. I think it's from 2015. But I mean, that is, I know the first time I heard it, I've played it before. It's quite jaw dropping. I wanted to get this in. I don't know if anyone else is covering this. New York Times ran the story this past week. President Biden has signed an order authorizing the military to once again deploy hundreds of special operation forces inside Somalia. So while all of this chaos is going on, Biden is actually sending troops now into Somalia. Biden has approved a Pentagon request for standing authority to target about a dozen suspected leaders of the Al-Shabaab, the Somali terrorist group that is affiliated with Al-Qaeda. So, you know, we're fighting that war on terror going back into Somalia. Also, I heard a gentleman, Clay Clark, this past week. The website is TimeToFreeAmerica.com, and he really, you know, it took me down memory lane, something we haven't talked about in a long time, like the satanic rituals that took place at CERN, the HR 666, and then HR 6666. So, you know, you just can't make this up. Also, Russian gymnast Ivan Kulak, Q-U-L-I-A-K, has been hit with a one-year ban for appearing on the podium with a Z symbol attached to his leotard in an event at Qatar. So this is still continuing to any athlete, musician, anyone that is Russian, that is giving them, they have taken this opportunity to censor, not let them perform just because of their nationality. And if that doesn't tell you the character of what we're up against. Also, Tony in Chicago, we just lost your audio. I didn't cut you off. I wanted to let you have the rest of your say. We think it was on your end, but my phone's been cut. I'm doing this by phone because the internet dropped me. It was got choppy right off the beginning of the broadcast, so I apologize for that. I wanted to say again quickly, you know, support RBN, donate if you can. There's a lot of things in the works at RBN, and a little bit of a transition period, and finances is the fuel that runs the network, and so we need your support. Donate if you can. You know, we were talking about the $40 billion going to the Ukraine, which is just mind-blowing in itself, but there was a report this week that it could go as high as $3 trillion, and you remember the CARES Act that they passed last year, I guess it was 2 years ago, to fight the supposed pandemic. I mean, all of this massive amount of money printing and spending by the federal government, and then we're seeing the results of it. But we're just at the beginning. We're out of time for today. When they come for your gold, give them a lead. When they come for your guns, give them the bullet first. And God help us all.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, The Republic Broadcasting Network.